He's heating up! He's on fire! Pulls up, three-pointer. Bang! Bang! It's good! Wins the game at the buzzer!
What's good, Crypto Ballers? Money1834 here, checking in on... Oh, God, I don't even know what day it is anymore. It is April 27th, Wednesday. We are recording later in the evening. It is currently 8 p.m. Eastern, and I apologize. We're going to have to shake the rust off as this is the first time we're recording. I believe it's been a couple weeks. All right, life has been crazy. We're going to get into all that and more. We're going to talk a little bit about what's going on, why we haven't been recording. We got another sports NFT project that actually warrants discussion. We're going to talk a little NFL all day. We're going to talk a little NBA Top Shot. It's going to be just like old times. So let's see if I ever remember how to do this. All right, so cue the music. Let's get right into it.
Just hit a button, Morty. Give me a beat.
Oh, man. Okay. All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have just entered into the realm of the Crypto Ballers, where we cover everything NBA Top Shot, NFL All Day, UFC Strike, Panini America NFT, and we also talk about other NFT projects. As long as it's fitting and not a rug pull, we try our best to avoid those over here. And today, we're actually going to talk about another NFT project, which has been a little while. You know that we have a hell of a screening process. We've really tried to avoid a lot of these other NFT projects as they're just not trustworthy. But we got one today that is going to be interesting, which we're going to talk about in a bit. Before we get started, I just want to go over some notes and say, you know, why we had a few weeks off. I honestly can't even remember the last time we've recorded. That's how long it's been. Been out of the game for a while. I want to apologize. All right, so for those of you who weren't aware, my wife was, at the last podcast we recorded, my wife was very pregnant due any day. So I believe that the schedule kind of changed a bit as she was off work and we were just kind of waiting for this baby to show up. So with having her home more and pregnant and miserable, especially at that point during the pregnancy, she kind of got sick of the sound of my voice. So it was a little more difficult to record a podcast. So I kind of, you know, was trying to stay on her good graces. And I was like, all right, you know, we can miss a few episodes here or there. No big deal. And, you know, we'll wait for this baby to come and then we'll get right back to it. Well, we ended up going past the due date, which was very unexpected. And it just so happens a few days before the baby finally came, I ended up testing positive for COVID. I felt like I got hit by a train. I had to miss time off of work. And there was just a lot of stuff going on because now I'm worried that I'm going to get not only my two kids sick, but I'm going to get my pregnant, do any minute wife COVID, which is like absolute worst case scenario as we're not trying to give a newborn COVID. So it was a very stressful time. I had to miss some time for work, felt awful. So, you know, we didn't record any podcasts while all that was going on. And then I still had to deal with my job, so I had to miss 5 days for quarantining, which they gave me. And then on the fifth day of quarantining, the baby came, of course. So then it turned into a whole other, you know, process, because now you're worrying about the baby and trying to go to the hospital to have a child when you got COVID. It's very difficult. You know, it was a nightmare of a process. But everything went smooth with the pregnancy. I feel symptom free now. So all ended up turning out well, but it was just way too hectic of a point in my life to be able to record the podcast. Now, I haven't spent very much time on Top Shot or NFL All Day as a result of all this stuff going on. I did get on, however, for the historic drop for NFL All Day. And with Top Shot, I kind of missed some challenges in there, but it's been nice to be able to, you know, kick back on the couch And, you know, watch them playoff basketball, which was nice and a change, as I've never really gotten to do that before with work. So that was nice. But, you know, it was all a bit hectic. So I just want to apologize and get some clarity of, you know, where we've been over the past few weeks. So I am pleased to announce we're going to do our best to work on a new schedule. Right now, you know, it's tough. A lot of sleepless nights. Me and my wife are trying to work out like some sort of schedule where, like, I'll take the night shift and she can have the mornings if she lets me sleep in. So there's a lot of moving parts right now. And to be honest, the only time I found where I could have some privacy to record a damn podcast is I'm currently sitting in my truck at my son's baseball game. And I'm, you know, I'm parked right in the outfield, right up at the fence, and baseball game's going on. And I was like, you know what? It's nice. It's peaceful. It's quiet. There's no crying. There's no screaming. There's no kids running around. There's no wife telling me, you know, you got to do this, you got to do that. So it's just peaceful. And I was like, you know what? It could be an interesting time to bang out the Return podcast. So here we are, episode 137. So thank you all for, you know, sticking with me, and I wanted to give you guys some clarity, let you know what's been going on, and I'm going to try my best to formulate and get back on some sort of recording schedule. So now that we got that stuff out of the way, let's talk about, you know, what's going on. I think we should start off by talking about the new NFT project, which is the Association. Now, this is actually an NFT project by the NBA, so it can't be a rug pull, right? It's by the NBA. Now, when I first heard about this project, I was a little skittish because, you know, what about NBA Top Shot? Like, they're partnered with the NBA. Why would the NBA go ahead and make another NFT project? So I got a lot of questions on Twitter at CryptoBallersTS. Like, what's going on here? Should we be worried if we're heavily invested in NBA Top Shot? Is, you know, is there a chance that the NBA could, you know, not want to be partnered with Top Shot anymore and they just focus on their own thing? So there was a lot of questions when this new project seemingly popped up overnight. Not a lot of people knew that this project was even coming. I just felt like one day there was a NBA X NFT Twitter account and everyone just started following it, and everyone was just kind of like, what is this? This doesn't look like a Top Shot account. So, you know, let's talk a little bit about the project. Now, for a little bit of comparison, it is nothing like NBA Top Shot at all. Not even close. It's actually much more similar to the Panini America NFT, where it's simply like a JPEG digital card that's an NFT. All right, there is no video clips here like you get on NBA Top Shot. However, it might be like a JPEG digital card, kind of like Panini, but the Association NFT, which again, I don't know if you even said that, the project is called the Association NFT. The NFT actually changes over time, which is a bit interesting. Now, the changes are dependent upon the player's performance in the playoffs. Plus, what also affects the looks of the NFT is the team. All right, so if the team's doing well and advances, you know, rounds into the playoffs, the NFT can change. And if the player is balling, then the NFT can change again. So that's pretty cool. When I heard that, you know, the NFT can change dependent upon the team and how the player are doing, I was in. I was like, that is a really cool concept. I was a little worried that they're kind of copying Panini America NFT a bit. I was pretty worried about the stagnant JPEG. But when I saw that it can change solely dependent upon the team and the player, I thought that that was pretty cool. Now, the minting process, yet again, was a nightmare. Now, it is not on the Flow blockchain, which a lot of the Flow projects do, you know, they are pretty good. You know, they're not the best when it comes to the opening day mint, but, you know, at least you feel like if you see Flow, you know that, like, it's gonna all be okay. This was not on the Flow blockchain, which honestly, to me, it was kind of a little surprising why the NBA would have one project on Flow and the other one they're gonna go elsewhere. Not quite sure why they did that, but anyway, so it's not on Flow, and the minting project was a nightmare. All right, a lot of people had a difficult time even securing one of the NFTs. People that were whitelisted wasn't even able to get one. So it was definitely a bit of a headache, and they did something that I thought was really cool because it was such a headache. The Association NFT, if you were a member of their Discord and you connected your digital wallet or your MetaMask or what have you, as long as you connected and verified your wallet, they actually airdropped you a free mint of their NFT, Which, I mean, how can you be mad at that? Anytime you can get a free mint, I mean, that's pretty fabulous if you ask me. All right, now let's talk a little bit about the pricing. So when the project was announced and people got their mints, they were selling on OpenSea for about $620 a piece. Now again, this is all before the reveal. Now, you know, $620, that's not bad. Now, the price, of course, came down like what you see a lot of projects when some of the buzz went away. So on the day of the reveal, the price was down to about $430, which is down to about $200. But still, $430, still not terrible. That's not bad at all. Now, if you waited until the reveal, things changed a lot. So now, the average price of an association NFT is down to $144. That is a significant drop. It goes from $620 down to $144. If you held on to the NFT, boy, you better hope that you got a good player or you're going to be kicking yourself in the ass. Now, when I heard that the NBA had a new NFT project, of course, I wanted to investigate it. So I joined the Discord. I connected my wallet, but I didn't really have any plans to cough up the money and actually mint one of the projects, as I thought the aesthetics of the project itself, I thought it looked kind of bad. I mean, even the font is what bugs me the most. It's actually kind of difficult to read the damn player's name. I definitely think that they could have went, you know, a better, more artistic route, but it's kind of a, you know, a childish looking, you know, sports card, and it not really exciting. So I wasn't really a fan of how the project looked. So I wasn't going to mint one myself, but I wanted to keep an eye on it to see if it was worth mentioning to the community, if it's a project they should check out. So in doing so, meaning joining the Discord, I verified, you know, my MetaMask, because why wouldn't I, right? It's there. Might as well verify it, because you never know what's going to happen. So I, in fact, did get one of the airdrops for free, which when I got it, I was like, oh, this is great. You know, I went on OpenSea, I saw it was in there, I saw the floor price was nice. Again, it was around $630. I even told my wife about it, who doesn't care at all. I was like, hey, I got a free NFT from a new NBA project. I could sell it right now and get like at least $600. Not really sure what I'm going to do with it. I was like, I didn't pay for it, so I feel like I should kind of wait. Because what happens if you get like a really good player? The price could go up. You know, it's essentially, it's no risk if you just had your wallet connected and you didn't actually pay for the mint. So I decided to wait. So today, reveal day. All right, I'm going to talk you through my experience. So I pop open OpenSea and I see that my association NFT has not been revealed yet, but the reveal happened. It was just going very slow. So I was like, all right, whatever. So I'm not going to know what player I got yet. But if you're familiar with OpenSea, you know you can go ahead and look at the properties, and they have like the traits and like the rarities and all that stuff. So I decided to take a look at the traits. Now the traits revealed a lot of stuff. Basically everything except the artwork itself. So I'm looking at the traits, and the first trait I see is the team. I see it's the Memphis Grizzlies. So of course, immediately first thing that comes into my mind is Ja Morant. I mean, that's gonna be fucking awesome. So I see the Memphis Grizzlies, and I already got a smirk on my face. I'm like, you gotta be kidding me. So I'm scrolling through the properties even more. I see the jerseys, the Icon Edition, which is a nice jersey. I see the border is number 3. I don't know what the hell that means. But again, I'm just so focused on the Grizzlies. All right, prayer hands up that it's going to be Ja Morant, and it's not. All right, pretty disappointing. It's not Ja, but you know, we'll be happy with Jaren Jackson Jr. Triple J, I'd be happy with that. Was it Jaren Jackson Jr.? No. All right, whatever. What about Desmond Bane? Steven Adams? DeAnthony Melton? Anybody? Guys, I shit you not, I'm very familiar with the NBA, okay? I've been watching the sport for 25 plus years. Very rarely will there be a name on an active roster that I have not at least heard. Guys, I've never heard of this guy before. I ended up getting a fucking Killian Tilly. Who the fuck is Killian Tilly? I thought I was looking at the wrong thing when I looked on the properties and I saw a name. Killian Tilly. I went ahead and I went on Top Shot because I was like, all right, who the hell is Killian Tilly? This fucking guy has one moment on NBA Top Shot. One. We're approaching the end of Series 3. This fucking guy has one moment. All right, he has his 12K debut badge that has a lowest ask of $4. Again, I was absolutely astounded. I couldn't believe my eyes when I saw it. So I actually did some research on this fucking guy just to see who the hell he was. So, all right, this fucking guy appeared in only 36 games this year with an average of 3 points a game, and homeboy plays about 5 minutes. All right, 5 minutes a night in 36 games. Unbelievable. All right, I actually propose a challenge to you guys, the listeners out there. If anyone got a guy who's worse than Killian Tilly, I want to see it. I'll be absolutely floored if somebody got a worse player than fucking Killian Tilly. And now I'm sitting here looking at this fucking guy, and I got an offer for 2 cents. 2 cents. That is 2 pennies. All right, if I would have sold this thing 2 days ago, I could have got like $600. I got an offer for 2 cents. This NFT game can be fucking cold-blooded sometimes, I'll tell you. All right, but at the end of the day, yeah, I got it for free. But fuck, Killian Tilly? You've got to be shitting me. All right, we'll keep our eyes on this association project going forward. We'll see what happens as we advance more rounds into the playoffs. I mean, I don't even want to talk about it anymore. At least he's on the Grizzlies, who have been struggling in the first round of the playoffs. So if they can advance, we'll see if the NFT itself will change and maybe it'll become more valuable somehow. I'm not very optimistic. When I saw the Grizzlies, my excitement was through the roof. When I saw the name, I came crashing back down to earth. Rough one for you, boy. Hopefully, if you guys got an association NFT, you got something better than that. All right, let's talk a little bit about the NFL All Day. Now, NFL All Day had their historic drop last week, which is pretty exciting. I'm pleased to report that there was a monster sale within like the first hour of the marketplace opening up after the historic drop. All right, there was a Brett Favre Ultimate, which if you're not familiar with what an Ultimate is for rarity, it's a mint count of 10. Only 10. Okay, it's like the rarest of the rare. So a Brett Favre Ultimate sold for $44,000 like in the first hour of the marketplace opening, which is pretty nuts. Now, Brett Favre seemed to be like the main player that they were really pushing with the historic drop. If you look at any of like the advertising around this pack, there was a lot of Brett Favre in there. So he ended up having like 3 or 4 moments in this drop, one of like each rarity. All right, there was, I think there's a common, a rare, a legendary, and an ultimate. So I went ahead and I looked at the price points for each of the Brett Favre's, as he's the biggest name in the drop, in my opinion. And the pricing, you know, isn't bad. So I mean, we'll start with the most common and work our way up. So the most common was a 4K. Which was interesting to me, because 4K, but a common, you think 4K, you know, that's pretty low for a common. But anyway, so the 4K also happens to have the debut badge on it, which is helping the value. So the 4K common debut Brett Favre has the lowest ask of about 170, which is nice. I believe the pack was like $85 or $80. It was right in there. So the 4K common debut badge Brett Favre has the lowest ask of 170. There was a 1K rare Brett Favre, which had no badges attached. The 1K rare has the lowest ask of 246, which, you know, for a rare of a player that doesn't have any badges, 246, you know, that's pretty decent. You could even argue that that's on the higher end of just rare moment price points in general. You guys know there's some rares out there that have no badges that are going for pretty cheap. I was just in the marketplace earlier today, and I saw like a rare Damian Harris, and it was going for like $55, which is crazy. So Brett Favre, 1K rare, no badge, 246, not mad. There was a legendary, which was serial numbered out of 60, or has a mint count of 60. The legendary has a lowest ask of 2.6K, which is a really nice number. And then the 10, I almost said the 10K, the ultimate with a mint count of 10, the current lowest ask is $40,000. Now again, there was one that was sold for 44K in the first hour. The lowest ask is still 40K. And I believe there's like 6 available right now for sale, which is pretty crazy. So there's 6 available. One of them got sold already. So that means that there's three, I think like one or two of them might still be in packs somehow. All right, quick update on my son's baseball game. For those of you that can hear the game in the background, I'm not sure if the mic's picking it up or not as I'm recording from the car in left field. So he has had one at bat thus far and one hit by pitch. He took one square in the back, but from here it looks like he's fine and jogged to first base. He did have a pretty aggressive bat throw after he got hit, so I'm sure that I'm going to hear about that one once this game's over. All right, let's continue. Let's get back to NBA Top Shot. So Top Shot is doing something pretty cool challenge-wise. Now, we haven't had any playoff packs yet, and that's because, well, we need round one to end so we can get round one moments, which there's only currently at the time of recording, I believe there might be two series that are completed. I believe Miami took care of business against Atlanta somehow when there was no Jimmy Butler or Kyle Lowry. Not sure what the hell went on with Atlanta, but they had a very disappointing season. If you're an Atlanta Hawks fan, I'm sure. And then, of course, you know my Boston Celtics fucking took care of the Brooklyn Nets. But we'll get to that in a second. So the playoff challenges are interesting because the challenge awards are to be determined. So you have to decide if you're going to complete the challenge not knowing what the challenge award even is going to be. All right, and you won't know what the challenge reward is until the challenge is already completed and the series needs to, you know, be concluded as well. And then after the fact, you'll find out what the moment is going to be. Now, it's going to be from that round of playoffs. You're just not sure what moment it's going to be. For example, the Celtics were the first series that ended. I completed the challenge and no one knew what the challenge award was going to be. But if you ask any Boston sports fan, the moment we all was hoping it would be the game one Jason Tatum game winner, where he caught it, cut into the basket, did a nice spin past Kyrie Irving, who forgot how to play defense for a second, and won the game at the buzzer. We're all hoping that the challenge award would in fact be that game winner, and we got confirmation today that that's exactly what it is. So that's wonderful. Now, it could have been a different moment, but you know, it's to be determined. So that moment definitely stood out. It was a whole series-changing play that happened, so it makes sense that that would be the one. But for some of these other series, it might be a little more difficult to predict what that challenge reward is going to be. So the Celtics-Nets series ended on Monday, and we got emails today on Wednesday stating that the challenge award was going to, in fact, be the Jason Tatum game winner, and it was expected to be delivered in early May. So we still got to wait a little bit before the moment even goes out there. But for those of you wondering at home, we already got the mint count. So the mint size for this Jason Tatum game-winning shot is going to be 5,759, which is, oh man, that kind of sucks. I was hoping it was going to be lower with people not knowing what it was going to be, but it was such an epic series, even though it was a sweep. All the games were close and competitive, and I believe like the ratings for NBA games, game one of that series was like astronomically high. It was a very popular series for sure, so a lot of eyeballs were on it, which can correlate to why the mint count is a little on the high side. But again, if you're a Celtics fan, this moment is going to be an absolute must own. Now, I have no idea what the value of it's going to be, as the mint count is, you know, it's 5+K. That's pretty high. So only time will tell. We will know in early May. All right, so that is going to do it for this episode of Crypto Ballers. Again, I want to thank you all for tuning in and hanging out with me as I try to work out a schedule, you know, to help get back on track. Right now, my days are kind of being decided by a 7-day-old, so please bear with me. All right, now, before I sign off, I got to give a special shout out to Mr. Kyrie Irving. I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for leaving the Celtics, man. Letting Tatum and Brown blossom into superstars and giving us a villain to root against for all years to come. It makes me very happy / feel bad for all the Brooklyn Nets fans out there when in the post game this fucking guy is already talking about how he is going to help the front office with team construction. And the guy is just in his own world, man. I'm so happy that that he's out of our city over here. If you're a Brooklyn Nets fan, that has to be kind of annoying and frustrating. To root for Kyrie Irving. I had to do it for 2 years, 2.5 years, and I don't miss it whatsoever. So thank you, Kyrie Irving, for getting the hell out of Boston. And I got to give a shout out to the Milwaukee Bucks, who are probably tonight going to be advancing to the next round against the Chicago Bulls, which would make them the Boston Celtics' next opponent. So bring on Giannis, bring on the Bucks. All hail the Time Lord. Happy he's back and healthy. That's going to do it for this episode of Crypto Ballers. Hopefully, we'll be recording again very soon. Don't hold me to it. If you want to get in touch with me, go ahead and at me or DM me on Twitter at CryptoBallersTS. Again, I apologize for the inconsistency with the podcast. Thank you all for tuning in.